from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Austria's anti-immigrant candidate Norbert Hofer has failed to become the country's first far-right leader since World War II in an election seen as a test for the strength of populist movements in Europe. Hofer, who campaigned on an anti-establishment, anti-immigrant, anti-EU platform, conceded defeat to his environmentalist opponent, Alexander van der Bellen, who ran as an independent. Some voters lamented the bitter divisions that the race exposed. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday, losing to the no camp 60% to 40% amid a high turnout.
Il no ha vinto in modo.
Mr. Renzi says the no vote won in a very convincing manner. The Eurozone's third largest economy may be heading for yet another election next year, which could see the anti-Euro party five-star movement take power. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has denied an easement for the highly controversial $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline. It's been the subject of months of protests by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. They contend the project would affect its drinking water supply and destroy its sacred sites. The United Nations Security Council is due to vote today on a resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. Tensions there have impeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. During a news conference Monday, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described the resolution as a provocative step, saying the U.S. and Russian officials will hold talks Tuesday or Wednesday. VOA News. A fire at a luxury hotel in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi has killed 11 people. Officials say the fire erupted in the Regent Plaza Hotel's ground floor kitchen today. Karachi's mayor said the cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. Remarks by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry are quickly being interpreted by the Israeli media as harsh criticism and undiplomatic. Before a predominantly pro-Israel audience in Washington, Kerry warned that the Jewish state is in a bad place because of its government's policies toward the Palestinians, especially authorizing Israeli settlements in locations where local residents are predominantly Palestinians.
If you have a whole bunch of people who are specifically, strategically locating outposts and settlements in areas that make it impossible to have a contiguous Palestinian state, they're doing it for the specific purpose of not having a peace.
Despite strained relations between the U.S. and Israel, the two governments recently finalized a package that sends $38 billion of military aid to Israel. The death toll from a fire that gutted a warehouse in the U.S. city of Oakland, California, has reached 33, with the number expected to rise. Sergeant Ray Kelly is with the local sheriff's office.
We have now started to recover and identify victims who are minors. We do have some children in the ages of 17 years old, possibly younger, not sure, but we were asked this question yesterday. We had no idea. We believe that a lot of our victims were in their 20s to 30s, and it is very unfortunate that we have to tell you that we have 17-year-old victims.
Late Friday, the blaze ripped through a cluttered warehouse that was mostly artist studios. According to officials, the building was home to about 50 people who lived in an artist's collective. Reportedly, a party was underway when that fire broke out. A vast Red Cross survey published Monday indicates that the acceptance of torture during war has increased dramatically in recent decades, with fewer than half of people now categorically rejecting the practice. A survey of more than 17,000 people carried out in 16 countries showed that most people believe war should be limited by international rules, banning, for instance, indiscriminate attacks on populated areas or attacks on hospitals or healthcare workers. Music icon Bob Dylan won't be able to accept his Nobel Prize ceremony this week, but he sent along a speech to read aloud. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.